from John 20, verses 1 through 18. The bulletin says 21, but it is chapter 20, and can be found on page 114 of the New Testament section in your Bible. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the tomb had been removed, that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, and that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart and of my mind be acceptable unto thee, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Have you seen the Lord? Have you seen the Lord? And if you have, how has it changed you? Question I want you, or expect you, to answer right away, but think about that for a little bit. Maybe ponder for the next several days what it is that Christ has done in you and what he has yet to do in you. Well, think about this. Mary, I can't let this one slip by. So many times I hear people say that the scriptures are so male-centric. There's no powerful women. It's all about a bunch of guys. It's all written by a bunch of guys about a bunch of guys. Well, I tell you, what Bible are they reading? Because every time I open the Bible, I find that there are women that are doing stuff. There are women that are more wise and more courageous and more willing to step out and do than a host of those big people that we say, "Hey, Simon Peter, the big fisherman, right? We're going to follow him." Well, goodness gracious, listen to this. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, who goes to the tomb? Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. She runs, gets Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved. This is an account of John. And said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter and the disciple set out and went to the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran. Peter reached the tomb first, bent down, looked in, saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter, following him, went into the tomb, saw the linen wrappings lying there, cloth still that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. There's some significance to this. And many of the commentators, you know, when Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus went to Pontius Pilate and asked for Jesus' body, that broken body, not broken bones, the body that had been pierced, the body that had been drained of its life itself, they took that body. They wrapped it. In a day, the culture of the day would be wrapping it multiple times. And they had 100 pounds of aromatic oils and ointments to get rid of the stench of the decaying body. And that's how they left Jesus. Notice, he was wrapped in cloths. Now, if someone somehow was not dead, but revived, and he wakes up, he's going to take the burial clothes off. Now, how do you unravel something? You have to unwrap it. Now, if he had just awoken and unwrapped himself, how would the wrappings have been left in the tomb? They'd have been scattered all over. Jesus wrapped things. A miraculous way that the cloths are still rolled up together. That's how Jesus comes out of that. Imagine that. We're not talking about, okay, let's do this the normal way. There's nothing about Jesus and miracles that are normal. That's why they're called miracles. Well, the other disciple who'd reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw. Now, remember, Peter looked in, saw what was going on, but we don't see any response from him. John looks in and sees the same thing that Peter saw. And what's the significance here in this verse? And he believed. John believed. Now, we don't know exactly what John believed, but we know that John believes at that moment that Jesus, what Jesus had told him, he's starting to understand. Maybe not fully, but he's starting to believe. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. Okay, here's the guys. They run up. They look in. The other guy looks in and believes. And what do? Well, they just go home. Mary has gone to this tomb already. She sees open tomb. She runs to get Peter and James and John and anybody else who she can get. And she gets Peter and John, and they go to the tomb. And these guys leave, and what do? They just leave. They see it, and they leave. This is what happens with Mary. Mary is there, stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she sees two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at head and they were, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. So many times people see Jesus and they don't understand it. The two men on the road to Emmaus, they didn't recognize until he breaks the bread with them in a meal, and they realize that it's Jesus. she sees Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be a gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." We really are expecting miracles. For miracles. We're praying for miracles. And when they happen, we accept them as, yeah, okay. Somebody has a surgery and they survive the surgery. Oh, well, you know, we just, you know, that's the way it's supposed to happen. There are so many intricacies of every surgery. When it comes to an open heart surgery, you know how many things can go wrong with an open heart surgery? Even with a otherwise healthy person, if they're doing open heart surgery, obviously there are some risks. But people survive it and we think nothing of it. The miracle of the skilled surgeon, the miracle of the skilled people, that team of people that are there attending and being part of that, we accept that as just routine. A knee surgery. A shoulder surgery. Anytime we have anesthesia, what can happen? A host of things. Most of them not good. A hip replacement. And cancer. We look at life itself and we don't see the miracle that is at work. We stand outside a tomb and we don't see that Christ is risen. We look outside and expect these normal things. When these wonderful things happen, we take them for granted. Heaven forbid that we should take any of these moments for granted. I dare say Tommy doesn't take anything for granted when he looks at Jenny. When somebody's at risk for cancer and you don't know that you're going to see him again. That day that Terry went under for open heart surgery, I had every expectation that she would come out okay. But when I saw her there in the recovery room, white as a ghost, there were 13 people in a chapel praying for her while she was in surgery. And I was one of them. Yes, hallelujah, a miracle. And there are miracles every day. And we don't tell people about them because we take them for granted. But you know what? Mary doesn't take anything for granted. Even though she had been there when a number of miracles had been performed, when she sees Jesus, she does not take it for granted. Oh, listen to this. Jesus said to her, "Mary." Finally hearing him and realizing who he is, she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. So what are you going to do? You've seen Jesus. You've seen this miracle. Oh, goodness, can you hold yourself back and just take it for granted and just, I don't know what was in Simon Peter's mind. I don't know what was in John's mind. But when they saw that empty tomb, when they walked in there and saw those clothes on that slab where Jesus' body had been, they leave. John believed, but they leave. And they do what? They go to their homes. But Mary, get this one? Mary, the guys, what do? They go home. But what does Mary do? She stays, she's weeping outside that tomb, and she sees the angels, she hears them, she hears Jesus, she sees Jesus. She doesn't recognize him at first, but when he speaks to her again, she sees, she hears, and even though the text doesn't say it, she believes. And when she believes, what does she do with it? If there had been a Western Union, if there had been a Skype, if there had been Facebook, if there had been a Twitter, if there had been any of those other social medias, I can tell you right now, the whole world would have heard. Oh, goodness. And they could not keep count of the responses. I don't care how good they are. And that was 2,000 years ago. How many of you have Twitter? You don't have to show me hands. You have Facebook. Mary came, saw, went, got, came back, wept, looked, saw, heard, saw. And then she tells. She tells everybody she can. Who are you going to tell? What have you seen? What are you going to say? He is risen. He is risen indeed. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.